I don't know if you can see it, but there's an enormous fly swatter. If I'm bad, I fear I'm going to... it's going to swoop down and I'm going to join you in the audience. I'm going to read mostly from manuscript tonight. Having read at Pima just a year ago, I'm going to try not to repeat myself. This first poem is called Elegy to the Pulley of Superior Oblique. And that sounds like a title for one of those poems that I often write that makes no sense. But you'll be relieved to know that's not the case. And the pulley of superior oblique is just part of the musculature of the eye. And the poem is, I think, a fairly uncomplicated poem. It has a little tribute under the title. It reads, Weston's Photograph of a Border Bridge. It does have something to do with a photograph that Weston took one July about, 90 miles from here. The three girls in a donkey cart are ascending the tiled adobe bridge, its little arc over the dry wash under noonday sun. Below them, a wizened farmer with a bag of grain sleeps in the shadows of the bridge while sitting on the dry river bottom, which looks like a long black skid mark vanishing off the side of a cliff on the highway beyond the purple mountains. There are miserable people standing for the duration in a halated light, whom I would never describe, for it would be a lie. To write, for example, that two houseflies are like two fiddles drying in a mahogany vise beside the blue chisels and almond paste, that all over the shop fans are blowing across huge blocks of ice, that would be a lie. There's blood on an apron and the green checkered bills in the cigar box, and the carpenter's wife is a Jew. This is Warsaw, 10 years before my birth, the sweltering ghetto. Months later, the sweltering snow. So I must tell you that the sisters in the cart are unhappy and not beautiful. They have suffered scabs and diarrhea. They have boiled water out in their yard beside the deep, fragrant cilia plants, and had been too weak to drag the scalded water just a foot or two beyond the fire. They've all fainted once or twice while squatting in the trench out behind their barn. This influenza killed their mother and aunt. And now they've crossed the bridge, and the donkey looks under his belly, slumps to one side, and falls dead. The younger sister begins to sob. The oldest jumps from the cart and runs down a pebble slope to the sleeping farmer. The farmer wakes, frightened, not for a moment looking away from the girl's chest that is running with sores. He says, a man is taking our picture from above. The toothless farmer then waves to Weston, and the girl slumps onto the brown riverbed with her arms around herself. There are dogs sniffing near the donkey. There are two flies. What does this sick girl have to do with our lives? That excellent man, Rosen, knows. Open your eyes. There's sky, mountains, the moment of death is instant, contrived. Kenneth Rosen is the Rosen I should have chosen. He's a poet who I admire greatly.